Hello, this is Mark from Alternative, and this is what's coming up this week on Our Latest Podcast. On this week's podcast, I talk about how I started from when I was a little boy to where I am today and doing the tributes that we do. So in this episode, we go through all that, and this is the first part. It all started for me back at the age of five, it was. Basically, my mother was a professional singer in shows. My brother was a professional dancer, dancing in shows in the UK, Europe, and the world. And basically, I grew up being involved in it all, really from the age of five. I used to go and see, or spend time with my mother at the theatres while she was rehearsing. Used to sit in the cubicles watching the stage or be backstage, seeing everyone go through rehearsals, what it was like. And I always remember the thought of being at the theatre, thinking, God, I absolutely loved it. It gave me such a buzz, especially when I had a little chance to sneak on the stage while no one was looking and have a look, thinking, wow, this is amazing. I'd love to do this. And as time went on, I got opportunities to be in shows and little parts. I can't remember the exact age. I think I was 6, 7, or 8. I think I was in South Pacific as a little boy, one of the boys, and there was other shows. I can't really remember at the top of my head, but that's one of the little shows I remember, and I used to absolutely love it. And then when I got a bit older, I started doing dance, and I went to a school in Morecambe, Heysham, but I think the school is actually in Morecambe in Lancashire, and this is my senior school, and he had a dance school there, and because obviously my brother was a professional dancer, I just loved doing dance, because I had a great love for music. Absolutely loved my music, and I just wanted to get involved. So I used to do dance, and there was me and this other lad. I can't remember it. Jonathan, that was it. We were both the best in the school. Not that I'm bragging or anything, saying, oh, I'm the best, but our teacher there, Mrs. Hargreaves, said we were the two best dancers of the school. And we did so well that Sadler's Wells came to see us at school. We didn't know. They were in the, we were doing a normal class. And our teacher, Mrs. Hargreaves, asked us to do a routine. And so me and Jonathan did our routine, and little did we know there was a man and a lady in the audience who were from Sadler's Wells, Raw Ballet. And afterwards, our teacher then came to see us and had a chat with us and said they would like you to perform in the ballet, which was, I think it was in Lancaster, doing Swan Lake. I mean, it was only a tiny part. We were only on for 30 seconds, but I think that was my first big show, and that was very nerve-wracking, and that's where it all started from there. After that, obviously finished school when I was 16, and then I had an audition at Doreen Bird's in London. And I remember my brother took me, because at the time he was living in London, because he was working in London. And I went to Doreen Bird's dance school, and I went there, and I can't remember how many they were auditioning. I don't know, rough guess, 50, 60, maybe a bit less than that. And they're all girls. I was the only boy. And I thought, oh, bloody hell. But the dancers who were already at the school and said, you know, she loves boys, you'll do really well. And I remember going in there and all the girls were warming up, doing all their warm-ups and everything for dance. And I was just thinking, why are they all warming up for? I never warm up. I just get on with it. So that was a bit weird. So I pretended to warm up, thinking, yes, okay, let's just get on with it. And obviously there was a teacher that started and started doing, teaching us a dance routine. I think it was a ballet routine. And I'm a bit slower than other people. It takes me a bit longer to learn. Some people are very quick, aren't they? And they can learn a routine almost straight away. But with me, it takes a while. So I think after about doing the whole routine, about third or fourth go, I got it spot on. And I was fine. What made it worse is that they put me at the front because I was the only boy. And so I did everything. And then she said, after it finished, the teacher or the examiners were saying, apparently you got a great height when you leap, our teacher told us. So I did, I can't remember, is it pliés? And then I could get this great height, and I always remember saying, good God, look how high you can get. But I always used to put it down to cycling, because I did a lot of cycling and my legs were really strong. And but yeah, get this leap with this great height. Anyway, so did the exam to get in. And then my teachers told me, I think it was a week later, when I went back to school, that I got in. But I decided not to do it. I don't know why. But I decided not to do it and decided not to go. You know, if I did go, you don't know where I'd be today. But it wasn't obviously the door that I decided to open that day. And decided to not do it. And then basically for 15 years, I didn't do any dancing or singing at all. I stopped. And that's what leads us on to our next part. And part two, where I talk about how I came to be, get into the tribute industry. Didn't know anything about it until my wedding day, and it went from there.